the following is a lecture to Gurukula boys on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 3, text number 21, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 23rd, 2016, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas. Tadevi taro jana, sayat pramanam kurute, lokastad danuvartete. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever action a great man performs, common and follow. And whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules and regulations against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu, Samhita, and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. Vandeham. Shri Guru, Shri Jata Pada Kamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, our actual purpose here in the Gurukula is we want to make you an acharya, an ideal teacher who can lead the entire world. As Krishna says, whatever the acharya does, the whole world will follow his example. At the present time, the leaders are corrupt bunch of scoundrels engaging in all kinds of nonsense, such as illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So we need to have actual pure leaders. So we want you to become those pure leaders of the world. In the future, now you're just boys in school, but someday we want you to become the leaders of the world in every sphere of activity. So take this training in the Gurukula very seriously, to cultivate pure devotional service to Krishna, to gain very good understanding of the scriptures, so that you can defeat all opposing arguments. Many people nowadays say that God is dead, or there is no God. But that is not a logical philosophy. You should understand the logic of how to defeat atheistic philosophy. According to atheism, there is no source for existence. It comes out of nothing. Is that very logical? Have you ever seen something that comes out of nothing? Do we have any experience of something coming out of nothing? No. There's no such evidence anywhere in the history of the universe that something came out of nothing. We can prove by thousands and millions of examples that things come from things. This chair came from a tree, which came from a seed, which came from another tree. You see? So everything has an origin, a source. Therefore, existence itself also must have a source. And what is that source? Aham sarvatra prabhava mataksavam pravartate. Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, text number 8, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. So you boys should learn how to defeat atheistic philosophy. You should know how to defeat atheistic philosophy. Prabhupada said, I want you all to become Digvijay Pandit. You can go from town to town, village to village, and you can say, there is God. I can prove there is God. Who are you who say there is no God? Come on. Prabhupada taught us like that. You boys should become very strong in philosophy. You should know these books, Prabhupada's books. You should know the shlokas. You should know the philosophy. Because we want you to lead the world out of chaos. At the present moment, the world is in a very chaotic condition. We need you boys to become powerful leaders wherever you go in the world, to bring this planet back to sanity. Every day this world is becoming more and more insane because they have lost their center, which is God or Krishna. They've completely lost it. Even the religionists, they don't put God in the center. You know who the religionists put in the center? They put themselves in the center. They decide, God give me this, God give me that. Is that God consciousness? Is it? Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Is that God consciousness or is that silk sari and house by the sea consciousness? You see what I'm saying? They're approaching God. You give me, you give me. God, you must serve me. I want this. I want money. I want a beautiful wife. I want a big position. I want a nice car. You give me these things, God. Who are they putting in the center? They're putting themselves in the center. You see? But are they in the center of existence? No. You see? Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshvaram suhridam sarva bhutanam kyatvamam shansham richtati. Krishna says, only those who know me as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend can have peace. No one else, you see. As long as they put themselves in the center, even in God consciousness, semi-God consciousness, they will not have peace. You see. They're over there fighting. The Muslims are fighting with the Christians and the Jews and the Hindus. You see, in Ireland, the Protestants and the Catholics are fighting. They're all God conscious. But they're not really God conscious. This is pseudo God consciousness. Real God consciousness means God is the center. Not me. Not you. God is the center. When there is genuine God consciousness, there will be perfect peace in the world. So the ideal acharya is that we want you boys to become. You have to know how to fully put Krishna in the center of your life. Don't try to put yourself in the center. You will not be happy if you do that. You always put Krishna in the center. You should always think. You should always speak. And always act in such a way that will be pleasing to Krishna. Does Krishna want me to think like this right now? Does Krishna want me to speak like this right now? Does Krishna want me to act like this right now? This is called being introspective. You should always psychoanalyze yourself at every minute to see if you're acting, thinking, and speaking in such a way that is pleasing to Krishna. And I guarantee you, if you do that, you see, Krishna says, Gatvamam shancham nishtati. You will achieve perfect peace. So this is the secret. You don't need money, you don't need power, you don't need prestige. All you need is to put God in the center, purely in the center, and your life will become perfect. You see. Wherever you may be, whatever age, you can be a young boy, you can be an old man, it won't matter, you see. In the Vedas, there are young boys who were the greatest sadhus. Look at Pallad, you see. Young boy. Dhruva. Very young boys. They were the greatest sadhus. Powerful sadhus. Not that I'm just a boy. I'll worry about this when I grow up. No. You can become a great sage right now. Actually, this is the best time. We should all become great sages. The earlier you start, the better off you are. The longer you put it off, the harder it is. So you should try to become great saints right now. Every one of you. How do you become a great saint? You follow Bhagavad Gita. Manmanamabhadbhakto majajimang namaskuru. Mamme varshashi yukvayavang atmanang matparayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. Become my devotee. Become fully absorbed in me and surely you will come to me. So it is not difficult. You simply have to absorb yourself in Krishna. Always thinking about Krishna. Always talking about Krishna. Always hearing about Krishna. Always bowing down to Krishna. Always serving Krishna. Always absorbing yourself in Krishna. Is it difficult? No. Especially here. In Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. You know, every particle of dust here is not different from Krishna. This place is so powerful. Our first Gurukula was in Dallas. We had a lot of trouble with the legal authorities, so Prabhupada moved the Gurukula here to Vrindavan. This is Prabhupada's plan, you see. This is the ideal place. So you're in the best position. You're a Gurukula student here in Vrindavan. So now you must cultivate Krishna Bhakti. Your academic things, they're important. But they are less important than this. You must learn how to become the pure devotee of Krishna. That will satisfy you. That alone will satisfy you. Even if you become the most advanced student here in mathematics, in grammar, whatever teaches, winning, an award-winning student, you see, who knows, who can quote more verses or whatever they do here, you see. Unless you develop pure love of God, shamma eva hi kevalam, useless waste of time. Don't waste your time engaging in a sense gratificatory consciousness, trying to get ahead in the material world. No matter how much you get ahead in this material world, you'll never be satisfied. Even if you become Lord Brahma himself, if you're not Krishna conscious, you won't be satisfied. So your focus should be, how can I awaken pure love for Krishna within my heart? That should be your focus. Are you focused here, or are you playing with the rug? You. Are you focused, or are you playing with that cloth there on the bamboo mat? You see what I'm saying? Everybody should tune in. This is not a time to pick your nails or to gossip. This is a time to tune in. Tune in and turn on your consciousness. You see? You have a higher consciousness beyond your temporary mind and false ego and intelligence. That's the Atma. If you learn how to focus on Shabda Brahma or transcendental sound vibration, then you will awaken that Atma within you. You see? You have an eternal spiritual being. That's who you actually are, an eternal spiritual being. You're not that young boy's body. You're an eternal spiritual being, one of the associates of Krishna in the transcendental world. That's who you actually are. So if you tune into the teachings of Krishna, hear with rapt attention, try to understand and focus and understand everything perfectly, this will actually revive your original consciousness. Jivara svarupahoy krishnera nityadas. The constitutional position of a living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So just try to come back to your original consciousness. Don't be carried away by the waves of illusion. Don't be carried away by the waves of the material nature. Try to enjoy this material world. I can guarantee you this. No matter where you may go within this universe, all the way from Brahmaloka to Patala Loka, all the way from Calcutta to New York City, wherever you may go here, you will not find any enjoyment. This material world is completely devoid of actual enjoyment. It is a desert. It is a vast desert. There's absolutely no enjoyment to be had in this material world. There, wherever you want actual happiness, there's only one way to get it. You have to connect with Krishna. You have to. Otherwise, you're a loser. You're a guaranteed loser. But when you connect with Krishna, when you tune in, everyone tune in. Come on. I want everyone's attention. Everybody. Undivided attention. Everybody in this room, I want your undivided attention. Because when you tune in to these teachings of Krishna, you become elevated from beyond the three modes of material nature. The three modes of nature are like waves in the ocean. They're tossing you this way and tossing you that way. And they don't take you to a very nice destination. They drown you, actually. These three modes of material nature will drown you in the repetition of birth and death. So to get out of the influence of the mode, you have to tune in and hear very carefully the words coming from the mouth of the spiritual master. Because these words have the power to liberate you. Power to completely liberate you from this material existence. They bring you back to your original identity as Krishna's servant. So does anybody have any questions? There are papers that were passed out, but no pens. Anyone have any questions? Here's some questions, and they had to help me. Yes.
Some person misuses all this and engages in like material.
something, what was it?
Not clear. He's saying that in scriptures it is said that if you wear Tulsi Mala, Yamaraj will not come to us.
Yeah.
So if somebody wears this Tulsi Mala and is still engaged in illegal activities, yeah, what will happen to us?
So wearing Tulsi Mala is not just superficially wearing Tulsi Mala. You have to actually wear it in the right mood. It's not that you can be a rascal, a sinner, and wear a Tulsi Mala. It's like there's one story in this connection. One man, he heard that if you give service to God, you won't have to go to hell. He was a rascal sinner. So one day he thought, I'm going to buy some insurance. He went to the church and he put $5 in the collection plate. In the time of death, the Yamadutas came to drag him to hell because he was a very sinful man. But he said, wait a minute, you can't take me to hell. I gave $5 at church. You have to take me to the kingdom of God. I gave $5 in the collection plate at church one Sunday. So they said, okay, well, they took him to the gates of the kingdom of God. Some messengers went in to see what God would say. And they came out with a $5 bill in their hand. He said, what did he say? He said, God said, give me his $5 back and tell him to go to hell. You see. So you may try to cheat by continuing your sinful activities and wearing Kunti Mala, but it won't work. You have to be in the mood of wearing Kunti Mala. You have to wear it not only on the neck, but in your heart also. You have to fully wear Kunti Mala. What does Kunti Mala mean? I'm the servant of Krishna. So if you're actually meditating, I'm Krishna's servant, and you're always trying to serve, and then you're truly wearing Kunti Mala. Otherwise, it's only superficial. You're not really wearing Kunti Mala in the full sense of the term. So Krishna is not stupid. You can't fool him. Well, I'm wearing Kunti Mala, you see. It's like there was somebody dressing up like an ISKCON devotee going out, signing up ISKCON life members with fake. Everything was fake. He was making money for himself, you see. But he didn't look like a devotee. Actually, they were very angry. They brought him to Prabhupada. We caught this scoundrel. He was signing up ISKCON life members and pocketing the money for himself. He's not a devotee at all, but he's pretending to be a devotee. So Prabhupada is very kind. He said, actually, the devotees had called the police. They gave me to take him and put him in jail. And Prabhupada said, he bowed down at Prabhupada, said, Swami, he said, Prabhupada, I take shelter of you. So Prabhupada told the police, he's taking shelter of me, so let him stay here. But then one day they caught him trying to sneak away from the temple. They called the police. He wasn't really surrendering, you see. He's making a show only. So making a show of surrender by wearing Kunti Mala and then doing all nonsense, smoking bidi or whatever, you see, that won't save you. If you want to be saved, you have to take shelter of bona fides. There's three things you have to do. They're the foundation of this process given by Rupa Goswami. Number one, take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Number two, get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. And number three, be obedient to the bona fide spiritual master. If you do those three things, you've got it covered. You see, shelter, diksha, and obedience. If you do those three things, you're guaranteed to achieve perfection. If you do those three things, you are already perfect. And you're going back to God, it will be automatic. Shelter, diksha, and initiation. I mean, shelter, diksha, and obedience. Kunti Mala is part of obedience, part of the item called obedience. Tilak also. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, at least 16 rounds of japa mala. Kunti Mala is part of the regulative principles. You can't just do one thing and violate all the others and expect to go back to Krishna. That's a nice question. Thank you very much. Next question. Another hand was up back there. Here we go.
Like
say that, you know, we are God conscious, we worship God in the morning and in the evening. What would we say to them, those people?
Yeah, what do you do during the day? You engage in sense gratification?
Sorry?
Do they engage in sense gratification during the day?
Maybe.
Smoking, drinking, eating all nonsense? Do they go for darshan in the morning and the evening? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. One is meant to engage 24 hours a day in Krishna service. That's the injunction. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. You must always engage in serving Krishna 24/7. If they go morning and evening, that's a good start. Now they have to learn how to fill in the day also in a Krishna conscious way. Morning and evening is a very good beginning. That's better than most people do. Most people don't go to the temple at all. It's good they're doing morning and evening. Now they have to fill in the in-between also. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. They have to always be engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is a Shastric injunction. Thank you for your nice question. Next question. How many of you are eager to go back to home, back to Godhead in this lifetime? Very good. How many of you are willing to do the requirements? Take shelter by a bona fide spiritual master, get initiated, and be fully obedient. How many are willing to do that? Okay. All right, so that means you're all planning to select a spiritual master, take shelter, get initiated, and be obedient. That's very good. How many of you are already initiated? There's one. Okay. Right, well, he's the Acharya. If he's obedient. If he's obedient to his guru, he's the Acharya, you see. So now you have to follow in his footsteps. You have to select a spiritual master, get initiated, be fully obedient, you see. That's what you have to do. That's how you qualify to go back to Godhead. Shelter, diksha, and obedience. So any other questions? Here we go, nice question.
It's said that to get the results of our bias activities also we have to come back to this earth. So then how can we go back to Godhead?
Yes, if I have to get the result of my pious activities, and how will I go back to Godhead? Because I have to come back to enjoy the results of my pious activities. My dear devotee, there are two types of pious activities. There are mundane piety and transcendental piety. Mundane piety obliges you to take birth again. Transcendental piety liberates you. Mundane piety, let's say I open a hospital to feed, to take care of the poor people. So many poor people get free medical care in my hospital. Now what's my reward for giving all that free medical care? Well, I get to take birth after birth so all those people can give me free medical care. Wow, isn't that great? I get to get sick lifetime after lifetime to get free medical care from all the people who got free medical care in my charity hospital. You see what I'm saying? That's called mundane piety. It obliges you to take birth again. And it's not really that great. But transcendental piety is devotional service. Chanting Hare Krishna, honoring Prasad, taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, following your spiritual master's instructions. These are called transcendental piety. They do not bind you. They liberate you. Okay? Transcendental piety and mundane piety. There's two types. One binds and the other liberates. Very good question. I appreciate your question, young man. Hare Krishna. Who else? Many young, intelligent boys here. Who has a nice question? More? I see you're all very intelligent boys. Yeah.
Holy name has no limits. We can chant holy name anywhere and everywhere, anytime. So why do we need to chant holy name?
He's saying that scripture says that we can chant holy name anywhere or everywhere. So why do we need beads to chant holy name?
Why do you need beads to chant the holy name? Someone says, well, I don't need to chant in the beads because, you know, I'm always chanting Hare Krishna. They claim I don't need Japa Mala because I'm always chanting Hare Krishna. So we secretly put a little tape recorder in their clothes to see how much they were actually chanting Hare Krishna. They hardly chanted at all. They were claiming to be chanting 24 hours a day, but they hardly were chanting at all. So the beads are to make sure you chant at least, 16 rounds. It's to make you, because without the beads, you may say, well, I chant all the time, Prabhu, I don't need beads. But we don't really, the thing is, you don't really chant that much. The beads are to help you to chant more. How many times, how many mantras do you chant? Is it 1,728, isn't it? 16 times 100. Every day we chant 1,728 repetitions of the Hare Krishna mantra. And well, what about a clicker? Can I just use a clicker? Click, 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 click. I put a Tulsi bead on the clicker. I glued it on, so I'm chanting on Tulsi. Well, you know what Prabhupada said? He said, chant round the beads. A clicker is not chanting round the beads. Chant round the beads. So Prabhupada's order is to chant round the beads. So we do that during the order of Srila Prabhupada because he's a perfect acharya. He knows exactly what we need to do to go back to home, back to Godhead. So that the chanting is to make sure you chant at least 1,728 repetitions of the Hare Krishna mantra every day, at least. Without that, we're lazy, isn't it? Aren't you lazy? Are you lazy? You're not? That's good. How many rounds do you chant every day?
Five rounds.
You are lazy. You have to increase. 5 rounds. Come on. Got to increase. Okay, next. Next question. Come on, here we go.
Rajita, Krishna is our father. Then, if we want to go to Krishna, then why we have to chant his name? Like, if we want to go to our father, then we have to chant the father.
Why do we have to chant his name? Because our father. Well, I'll tell you why. Because right now, we're not really convinced that he's our father. We're thinking that we don't really need to follow Krishna. We're thinking, I can just follow my own mental whims. That's the difficulty. Krishna doesn't need our chanting. Our chanting is to help us to remember who we actually are. If you were fully convinced, absolutely, totally convinced that you're Krishna's eternal servant, without any, even the slightest tinge of doubt, you wouldn't need to chant. You wouldn't need to. But the fact is, there's so many doubts, subtle doubts, haunting your consciousness. Therefore, you need to chant to get rid of the doubts. Chanting is for you, not for Krishna. He doesn't need your chanting. You need the chanting to clear away all the doubts in your heart. You see? Huh?
This question is that why do we need to chant Krishna's name to go to Krishna when we need to go to Father? We don't chant their name, Father.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the son supposed to obey his father? Is the son supposed to obey his father? Yeah. So if your father says, my dear son, I would like you to do this. He says, no, Father, I will not do that. Will the father appreciate if you're not, you won't obey his instructions? So by whatever your father asks you to do, that according to Vedic culture, you obey your father. He is considered representative of God. So Krishna is asking you to chant his name, so you do that. Just like you obey your father, you obey your supreme father also, Krishna. It's a matter of obedience. Satatam kityanto mang gitantasya dridhrvataha. You see. Always chanting my names. You see, Krishna says they're always, my devotees are constantly chanting my names. Satatam kirtayanto mam. So, out of obedience, just like you obey your father, you obey Krishna. That's why. Your father may ask you to do something, but you're obliged to do them. So when Krishna asks you to do something, you're obliged to do them. Okay? Next question. There we go.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Krishna consciousness will be there for 10,000 years. So when Krishna consciousness will be there for 10,000 years all over the world, how will demoniac activities will come up again when the entire world will be
Krishna conscious? Just like the sun rises in the morning, it drives away all the darkness. But then, afternoon, the sun starts to slowly go away and the darkness comes back. That's how it'll happen. There'll be a gradual increase of Krishna consciousness to a certain peak. Say, for 5,000 years, it will go up, 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 up. And then the second half, it'll slowly go down, 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 down. Second half. It's like the sun rises in the morning, it sets in the evening. The Chaitanya era rises and it gradually goes away also. Right now, we're in this, it's the time of the sunrise. We're only 500 years into the Chaitanya era, so it's now just beginning to dawn. Now the world is full of darkness, but this movement is bringing light. This is Bhagavatam is bringing the light, you see. That nice shloka in the Bhagavatam. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun. And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance of this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So, in the same way, this Krishna consciousness movement is as brilliant as the sun. It has arisen with the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to drive away the dense darkness of ignorance of this age of Kali. Those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance of this age, they will get light from this Krishna consciousness movement. But it will gradually diminish after 5,000 years. That's 4,500 years from now, it will start diminishing. But we're the most exciting moment in history now. This movement is going to take over the whole world. That's why we need you boys to be acharyas, you see. If you become ideal acharyas, you take shelter, you get initiated, you become obedient to your spiritual master, you'll become ideal acharyas who can make this world Krishna conscious. You understand? Okay. Next question.
Prabhu,
yes.
Prabhu, same question.
Okay.
The question is basically, if everyone are full devotees in this world, then how come demonic creatures come again? Because everybody are pure devotees. Then it only can elevate, right? How can it come? That was
just like 5,000 years ago, at the end of the Dwarpa Yuga, the Sringis Kirk brought in the Kali Yuga. There was a very pious age, the Dwarpa Yuga. Krishna was here, all the great associates were all here, but then Sringi cursed Maharaj Parikshit and the age of Kali came in, you see. So gradually, in the same way, after the peak of the Chaitanya era, Kali Yuga will remanifest just as, in a similar way. Somebody will make some sinful thing and it will expand from them. Yeah. Yes.
Why is Mangalarti
time 4:30? It can be 6:30 or 7:30. Mangalarti is meant to be before the Brahma Muhurta begins 1.5 hour before sunrise. So technically, you could have it according to the time of the year. You could modify the schedule, but it'd be too chaotic to keep changing the schedule every couple of weeks. You know, for this, it is based on the sun. Brahma Muhurta hour is based on the sun. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that anyone who chants the Gurvastakam prayers during the Brahma Muhurta hour will achieve the direct association of Krishna in the spiritual world upon leaving his body. So we're meant to sing Gurvastakam every morning during Brahma Muhurta. And that is flexible according to the sunrise, as you have pointed out. But to keep changing it every 2 or 3 weeks, have to redo the whole temple schedule, it's very impractical. So as a matter of practicality, we do the same, maintain the same schedule throughout the year. Okay, next question. You should see in the Baltic countries, sometimes the sun rises at 4:30 in the morning. Isn't it? In Riga, they have sunrise at 4:30 in the morning. So technically, they'd have to get up and have Mangalarti at 3 a.m. So there's a little flexibility. If you go northern, far enough north, there are places like in northern Finland where the sun never sets. It's daylight, or in Alaska, it's daylight 24 hours a day. So that means no Mangalarti. No. So therefore we make a standard thing, 4 o'clock. I very much relish, every morning I go to Prabhupada Samadhi and sing Gurvastakam prayers. A great delight. 4:10 a.m. How many of you go to the Samadhi for Mangalarti at 4:10 a.m.? One. It's really, you get, two. Three, four. It's very nice. Yeah. I don't know if you have to follow your schedule, whatever your leaders have, otherwise it becomes chaotic. They're doing a good job. You just follow their program. But do they sing Gurvastakam every day? Yes. Yeah, Gurvastakam every morning. It's very auspicious. It qualifies you to enter into the Krishna's Leela upon leaving your body. It's very powerful, these Gurvastakam prayers. Who's the author of the Gurvastakam prayers? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of the great associates of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Any other questions? Okay, y'all are getting restless. You should be able to sit quietly and not chit-chat, okay? You have to learn how to become ideal acharyas, not so much as space cadets, okay? But I thank you very much for tuning in and turning on to Krishna consciousness tonight. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Who would like this garland? Which one of you boys would like this garland? Who would like the garland? Come and get it. Who wants the garland? Come and get it. Come get the garland.